Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, it is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and for those of you who don't like the cold, it's warming up, and I think on Thursday it's going to be 75 degrees, and then a little dip down to 60, and then a little warmer, and you just heard Pete Malone talk about how we're not going to have sweater weather for Christmas, which, you know, it's okay. I mean, we don't get that every year, but sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. That's just the way it is here. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on a Tuesday afternoon. This means we survive Monday, and look, there's a lot to be excited about, especially if you live in Mandeville, because Trader Joe's is coming to Mandeville. Trader Joe's coming to the North Shore, so for all of you who have been driving across the bridge to go to Trader Joe's, you no longer have to do that. And, you know, for Mandeville and Covington and Lacombe and you know, even Hammond, I mean, there's a whole area on the North Shore that's going to be served by this new Trader Joe's opening up there. And apparently it's going to take a place that has been a bit of an eyesore and a problem in Mandeville for a while. So it's serving two purposes, bringing Trader Joe's to the North Shore and then also just taking care of some blight that is in that area. All right, we do have a lot to talk about this afternoon. And you know, speaking of Trader Joe's, I'm going to be honest about this. You know, there are things that I like at Whole Foods, but I got to tell you, man, Whole Foods is expensive. I mean, damn expensive. Trader Joe's, on the other hand, is really inexpensive. Now, I think it's really interesting how, you know, we can't go to just one store anymore. You know, when I was growing up, my mom went to National Canal Villery. My mom went to Winn-Dixie. You know, we went to one store and we pretty much got everything we needed to get. You can't do that anymore. And I guess it's because our taste in so many things have so diversified that I find myself going to Trader Joe's, and sometimes I go across the street to Rouse's on Veterans Highway at Causeway, and I see some of the same people in Rouse's that I saw in Trader Joe's. So I know I'm not alone. I see some of the same people in Whole Foods that I saw when I was just a few minutes ago at Trader Joe's. I mean, you generally can't get everything at Trader Joe's, but I'll tell you, the stuff that you can get there is really reasonably priced. I'm amazed at how low the prices are. The protein bars that I buy are much less expensive at Trader Joe's than they are anywhere else. And I went last night to Whole Foods, and I picked up a couple of items, and it was over $100. It was $101. And I'm going, wait a minute, what did I buy? I mean, I didn't buy that much, and it was over $100. So, you know, I know that they've got some good organic stuff, and they've got some good stuff there, and there may be some things that you love there, but I'll tell you, Whole Foods is no bargain. I mean, it's not, but Trader Joe's is, and it's a good place to shop. The other thing that amazes me about a place like Trader Joe's, and I can say this about Whole Foods too, but it seems particularly to be true with Trader Joe's. Those people who work there, they love their jobs. I mean, these are minimum wage workers, and they love their jobs. But not all minimum wage workers love their jobs. And I think they hire certain kind of people at Trader Joe's. And if you're not up for loving your job, now, I don't know what the pay is. I don't know if they pay that much more than other places. But, you know, there's some real slackers, you know, that are working at other stores. Not all of them are slackers, but there are a lot of slackers who work there. You're not going to work at Trader Joe's if you're a slacker. I mean, if you want to be lazy and if you want to just do the minimum, and if you want to not really care about customers, you're not working at Trader Joe's. So one of the things that's really nice about the place is you feel this really positive energy throughout Trader Joe's, which is really nice. All right, so there are some reports out on the economy, and they're not good. So I don't care what he tells you. I don't care what the conservative media echo chamber tells you. There are a lot of things in the economy that are not good. And there are reasons that people are concerned. I'm not concerned yet, but, you know, I'm not an economist either. But there are reasons that people are concerned, and it doesn't matter what he says, because the truth is the truth. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm kind of worried about him. Truthfully, I'm worried about him because, you know, he says and does things that normal people don't say and do. And I'm not talking about, well, he's just, you know, extraordinary and he's thinking outside the box or creating a new box or whatever. No, I'm not talking about that. You know, the way he handled the death of Rob Reiner. I mean, look at the people who are bailing on him now. Ann Coulter bashing him. Ann Coulter bashing MAGA. Man, she's a right-wing conservative. There is a lot going on in this country. And I'll tell you, those of you who are upset, and please pay attention to this, and I want you to remember this day, December 16th, the end of 2025. I talked about this on the show. Those of you who are worried about America, those of you who think we're going in the wrong direction, those of you who think that the way things are now are the way things are going to be in the future, for those of you who think that it's even going to get worse, I really think you can rest your fears. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know how it's going to go down. I don't know. It might just be the end of the term. But things are changing right now. And there are a couple of things that I see in the media that I'm not really at liberty to talk about. I mean, I could, but I'd rather not get into it. But there's something in particular that's happening that I'm noticing, and it's a fatigue factor. We're tired. We're tired of the same thing. We're tired of trying to justify things that should not be done, things that should not be said. We're tired of it. Now, not everybody is tired of it, but I'm telling you, those of you who are concerned about America, I think we're starting to see the beginning of the end of what it is that you're concerned about. And I think that this domination of this trend is coming to an end. Now, a lot of people are going to be really upset. But, I mean, we can't control the cycles. The cycles happen. But they happen as a result of people just getting fatigued over the same thing. And even on our show, I decided I'm not getting into these political arguments anymore with people who are, you know, uninformed. And they think that everything that they don't know is a lie. And they don't want to accept the truth. And I don't want to argue with people like that. I don't want to argue anymore. I mean, I think all of that is coming to an end. I mean, enough is enough. And I think, really, America has had enough. It doesn't mean that every American is going to be happy, but every American isn't happy now. every American wasn't happy when Kennedy beat Nixon. Every American wasn't happy when Barack Obama won the election. So every American is never happy. You know, we're not always happy because we have different feelings about things and different opinions about things. But for those of you who think that everything has gone wrong, just hang on a little longer, because I've started to see signs of change coming. Now, let's see, what else do we have to talk about? Pete Hegseth, the War Secretary, he says, of course I'm not going to release the full video of the strike on the boat survivors. Of course he's not going to release that. Why would he release that? Because it's going to make him look bad. Because there are these survivors, and they were killed, and that's a war crime. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, I didn't know that, but I know that now. They should have known that, but, you know, I mean, maybe they didn't know that. But anyway, of course he's not going to release the video because, you know, they don't want the truth to get out. And if they're innocent, if there's nothing wrong there, then release the video. So the idea of not releasing videos certainly strikes a core with me that you're guilty. You're hiding something. You don't want something to come out. This is something else. I don't know whether you've heard anything about this, but Susie Wiles is President Trump's chief of staff. She doesn't talk much, but she has been talking to Vanity Fair, and she has been saying things that are scary AF. And this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. We're going to go over some of this. Now, even though we're de-emphasizing politics on the show, we're not doing the arguing anymore. This is important because this involves the President of the United States. And I don't care who the president is. There are times when, as a talk show, we will talk about the President of the United States. So we're going to talk a little bit about that information that is coming out. What else? Unemployment, we talked about that. Mayor Cantrell has released an accomplishments report of her two terms in office. You can believe that about as much as you can believe a fairy tale. She is not going to tell the truth. Why would she? She wouldn't tell the truth. She couldn't tell the truth when she was mayor. So anyway, Mayor Cantrell has been a mess for the city of New Orleans. And do not believe her report card on her accomplishments, because she gets an F minus, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of other people. And in less than a month, she's gone. She is gone in less than 1 month. Mayor Cantrell is gone, done, and let's see who hires her. Now, if I'm not mistaken, she gets her salary as a pension, so she doesn't really have to work. She can kick back, and maybe she can get back with Officer Vappy, former Officer Jeffrey Vappy. But, I mean, she's got to really work on her defense, because her trial is coming up next year. So she's going to have to work on that. But anyway, I don't believe anything she says. She was terrible. Hey, listen, I think Tulane beats Ole Miss this weekend. The game is Saturday. I think I said yesterday that this is the weekend that we start with Saturday football in the NFL. Is that this weekend? I think it might be next weekend. But yeah, once the college football is over, we get into the NFL. On Saturdays as well. Monday Night Football last night, the Steelers beat the Miami Dolphins. Tua is done. I mean, I don't know what's happened to him. He was a hot quarterback for a while, but he's done. It's like he's toast. Maybe he comes back. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, as old as this guy is, Aaron Rodgers is really helping the Steelers. And I think they're a game, or just slightly ahead of the Ravens in the playoff race. Excuse me. And as I said, you know, I love, even though the Saints are not in the playoffs, I'm loving the NFL this year because there's so many possibilities. There's so many new teams. The Kansas City Chiefs are out of it. And I am not shedding one tear for anybody with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, you had a great run. And now it's somebody else's turn. So you did great. You had great teams. I feel badly for Patrick Mahomes. He tore his ACLU. I have had two ACL reconstructions on my knee, the same knee, left knee. The first one was because of running. I planted my leg and turned, and the bottom part of my leg stayed still, and the top of my body turned, and it shredded the ACL. So I had that surgery, reconstruction. And then snowboarding, when I lived in Seattle, snowboarding, I tore it again. I tore the one that they replaced it with, I tore that one. So I've gone through two of those reconstructions, and my knee is still not totally back to normal. But I'll tell you, you know, it's not my job to rehab. And when it's your job to rehab, when that's your job, and that's going to be Patrick Mahomes' job, I'm sure Patrick Mahomes rehabs and comes back. But a lot of players are not the same after they tear their ACL. They're just not. So I hope he comes back. I hope he does really great. He's been a great quarterback. He is a great quarterback. And it's just no longer their turn. I mean, dynasties come to an end. And the dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs has come to an end. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with new teams being in it. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, on this day in 1977, the movie Saturday Night Fever premiered in New York City. That movie helped spread the disco craze, which was already popular, but it spread the disco craze. For those of you not from New Orleans, for those of you who moved here after Katrina or you've moved here more recently, New Orleans had an incredible disco scene, and it was centered in Fat City. It's Metairie. Fat City is the area between Causeway. I'm sorry. Between Causeway and Division and Veterans and West Esplanade. There was bar after bar after bar. It was known as Fat City. And it was drawing people away from the French Quarter. And people were going to Fat City. Those were insane days. And so we're going to kind of relive that. We do this once in a while on the show, but since this is the day that Saturday Night Fever premiered in New York, I thought we'd do it again today. It's kind of a holiday spirit in the air. So we're going to do that at the 3 o'clock hour, and we're going to kind of relive some of the places that we used to go to and what the baby boomer lifestyle was like when disco was hot in New Orleans. We'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. And congratulations to the good people of the North Shore. You're getting your club TJ.
Yes, that's right.
Got to be excited about that. Yeah.
You shop at Trader Joe's?
Yeah, every once in a while. You know, you're right. It is certainly cheaper than Whole Foods. Although, I mean, almost everything is.
Yeah.
You know, Whole Foods, I can't think of a more expensive place to get your groceries.
I got to stop going there. I mean, last night I got a couple of things and it was $101.
I don't think you do. I mean, you know, it's very expensive and most of us, I don't think, can afford to get every single thing there. But, you know, you can either pay for expensive groceries or you can pay for health care later. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. I mean, it's very difficult to live that way in practice.
Yeah.
And just buy the highest quality stuff all the time.
But I think you could find, you know, you can find a lot of good stuff at Trader Joe's. I mean, again, you know, you can't find people can't find everything there. They go to, I go to like four different stores to do grocery shopping. Yeah. And a lot of people are very much like me. I mean, there's some things, honestly, there's some things that I like at Fresh Market. So I will go there and pick up a couple of items. There are things that I like at Dorgnax. I'll go to Dorgnax. Things that I like and need at Rouse's. And then Trader Joe's. But Whole Foods, man, it really hit me last night how expensive it is.
It's pricey. Now, the thing about Trader Joe's, too, is that I think that people perceive that because it's kind of like a specialty brand, that it's healthier. And it's really not. Trader Joe's has healthy options for sure. I think they do more than most conventional grocery stores to, you know, keep the artificial ingredients out and not have too much super processed food. But there is plenty on the shelf at Trader Joe's that is not healthier than anything else you'd find at a conventional grocery store. You really have to check the labels. If you're going to Trader Joe's looking to get healthier meals than you would at any other, you know, regional grocery chain, you gotta kind of be studying what you're buying.
Well, you also still have to check the ingredients, because just because something is organic doesn't mean it doesn't have a lot of fat grams, a lot of calories, a lot of sugar. You know, it can have a lot of that stuff in it. Yeah. So just be careful with that.
I like to go to Whole Foods for produce. Like if I know I'm going to need, I don't know, I'm going to have to make a brilliant salad or something.
You know,
I
have nice produce.
Get all the ingredients there. I like Trader Joe's for their their snacks. Like, you know, all the chocolate covered stuff.
God.
I mean, that stuff is great.
Awesome.
And it's also inexpensive. And then the frozen foods, like not particularly healthy, pretty processed stuff, but man, just like frozen spaghetti and scallops that I can just throw in a pan and have ready in 10 minutes. Like, that's awesome. Yeah.
I don't make rice anymore. I mean, I get the Trader Joe's. I get the Trader Joe's jasmine rice in the pouch, and I put that in for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and I've got rice that is jasmine, good jasmine rice, short grain jasmine rice that tastes as good as any rice I could make. So I don't even make rice anymore. All right, if you want to join us for the comment, we're also talking about food. I love the beginning of the show because we don't ever know what the hell we're going to say. Well, we don't really know what we're going to say throughout the show either. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I love some of these unconventional Christmas songs that you don't hear everywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we are going to remember the days of disco. And even if you're from another city, you can tell us about disco in your city. But here in New Orleans, there was a huge disco scene. And we're talking about this because it was on this day, December 16th, 1977, that Saturday Night Fever hit the movie theaters in New York City, premiering in New York, and then not long after that, opened up nationwide around the country. And it was a movie that reflected the disco era and also advanced and promoted the whole disco era around the country and around the world. And just some incredible music from that album. So we're going to be playing some of that in the 3 o'clock hour. And we're going to talk about the disco scene in New Orleans. And again, for those of you who were not here in those days, it will be fun for you to listen to what it was like, because I'm telling you, it was crazy. And for you Zoomers, Millennials, and Xers, don't take any crap from Boomers when it comes to them being strict for you, being strict on you. Because let me tell you, Boomers were nuts back then. I mean, Boomers stayed up sometimes all night. We were up all night when the disco craze was going on in Fat City. There were times we walked out of the disco and the sun was coming up. And I know I did that, and I wasn't alone when I walked outside. Now, you know, there's no last call here in New Orleans. So, in New Orleans or Metairie, so, you know, the bars could stay open as long as people were dancing. And I actually remember times waking up and, I'm not waking up, leaving the disco and people were just waking up because the sun was coming up. So it was crazy. And, you know, that was the boomer generation back then. So we'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Glad you're with us on a really beautiful warming up today, but really a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Let's go to the North Shore. Pandora, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I just wanted to, you rung my chimes about the disco. I can't wait till it comes on. But this is what I was going to say. Do you know the Aldi's grocery stores that
yeah,
are owned
I,
by?
Yeah, I do.
They're owned by Trader Joe's?
Yeah, I've been in one, and I thought the produce display was really nice. I went to the one on Veterans in Kenner, and I thought the produce display was really nice. And I've seen the commercials, and they talk about much lower prices.
Oh, it's so cheap. You have to bring your own bags in your car. They just put your groceries in the basket, and you go out and pack it in your bags in the car.
Okay.
But the people there are wonderful. Trader Joe's trains their people, because I talked to the girl. They have to go to Atlanta for 6 weeks to be trained.
Wow.
But I get out of there $30 or $40. And they have the Trader Joe's stuff, the chocolate, the wine, the special cheeses, but they got the other stuff too. And I mean, I got a big bag of grapes for like $1.25.
Wow, Pandora! I'm going to check out Aldi. I went in once,
the one in Slidell is the best. I've got one in Covington too.
It didn't seem like they had everything I wanted, but I really wasn't paying attention. I just kind of went in and out because it was a new store. And
yeah.
You know, people are really personal with their grocery stores, and it's that's just here. It's really everywhere. But people get personal. They get used to going to a certain place, and that's where they go. I mean, a lot of people go to Langenstein's on Metairie Road, and you know that's their spot. Other people go to Dorgnack's for the other store that they go to. But I got to check out Aldi because
but the good stuff.
Yeah,
like the Trader Joe's isn't expensive as it is in Trader Joe's because you're bagging your own groceries.
Well, and look, if Trader Joe's is training the people, then I respect that because Trader Joe's employees are awesome.
Yeah, and they got their stuff there, chocolate and stuff, but you have to look in between stuff, the regular stuff and the Trader Joe's.
Okay.
But I walk out of there $30 or $40 for what it cost me, $150 over a year. And it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, well, Pandora, I appreciate that. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, try Slidell.
Okay,
that's
a little bit of a drive. But you know what? I enjoy driving. I enjoy being in my car. So I might just take a trip to Slidell.
Covington has one, too.
Okay.
But it's a little bit more expensive than Covington because that's in yuppie land up there.
Okay. All right, Pandora, I appreciate that. Yeah, Aldi, you've seen the commercial. I don't think the commercials are really that good, but they do talk about prices being a lot less. And I didn't know they were owned by Trader Joe's. And I didn't know that that Trader Joe's trained their employees. So if that's the case, I'm going to check out Aldi. Because I've said this on the show before. I'm in a position to where I can afford to shop really anywhere I want to shop. But that doesn't mean I want to waste money. You know, I don't want to waste money. I want to get what I want, and I don't want to pay more. And I'm paying more and more. And, you know, inflation is even hitting me. So I know how hard it's hitting some of you. And, you know, that's why I just, I mean, I hate this idea that we have someone who says, oh, the economy is great. It's booming. It's the most beautiful economy that anybody has ever seen. It's incredible. You know, I mean, at some point, Americans have just got to start holding people accountable to the truth and not BS. I mean, don't fall for the BS, because that's what it is. It's total BS. It's not true. And, you know, they can spin it, and the conservative social media and media in general can spin it and cram it into your head that the economy is great, the economy is great. You go to the store and you tell me the economy is great. Now, look, gas prices are low. But again, as I've pointed out numerous times on this show, presidents don't have that much control over gas prices. Maybe a little, but they don't have that much control over the price of gas. I'm glad the price of gas is down, but it's not just the doing of this administration. So again, you know, we need to start recognizing honesty again, and I think things are changing. There are some things happening. One thing that I don't want to talk about right now that is an indication that people are getting tired of the same old boring message. And while some people wallow in it, there are a lot of other Americans out there who are done with it. So we're going to see how this all turns out. But I think better times are ahead of us, and I think they're going to come relatively soon. I really do. I don't know how it's going to actually transpire, but I do think something's going to happen, and things are going to change, because you can only continue with this for so long. If you do have a comment, you want to join us this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And while I know all politicians lie, we've never been in a situation where the lies have been as bold. And not to take anything away from some of the good things that have happened, but the lies are so blatant and they're so bold that it's impossible to ignore them. And it's an insult to my intelligence. It should be an insult to your intelligence that we're told things that are simply not true and that we're not given the truth. Like Pete Hegseth, for example, saying, you know, no, of course I'm not going to release the video of the two survivors we killed. Of course he's not going to release that, because it's going to reveal the truth. And they're trying to hide the truth. Same thing with the Epstein files. And it's sad, because, you know, honesty is just such a precious commodity that is missing from our society.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, springtime is returning, and it's going to get a little cool again and then warm up next week for Christmas. God, Christmas is next week? Is Christmas next week? No, Christmas is the week after. Oh, thank God. I'm Scoot on the air. We've been talking about grocery stores. It just kind of came up in the opening monologue. And
Christmas is next Thursday. It is next week.
It is next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend's the 19th. Okay, yeah. Okay, wow. I guess I better do some shopping. I've got a couple of people to get some things for. Some of you I know are well into that, but I haven't started yet. Anyway, somebody just mentioned that... that Trader Joe's owns Aldi. Apparently, that's not the case. I looked this up real quick. We got a text on this. Aldi is owned by a German family. And I still see their commercials, and they talk about cheap prices. I'm going to have to check it out. I walked in and out of the one on Airline and didn't stay very long, but apparently there's on Veterans. Apparently, there's another one on Airline. And then also somebody mentioned there's a Trader Joe's. And in fact, it's the newest Trader Joe's on Tulane Avenue. And things like Trader Joe's on Tulane Avenue are helping to clean up Tulane Avenue, which is a lot better than it used to be. I'm Scoot on the air. You know, you never know what we're going to end up talking about based on bringing up things and how people react. But, you know, making your groceries is a big thing here. So I don't mind talking about, you know, where you make your groceries. And I don't know about you, but I have to go to about four different stores to get everything. Maybe sometimes five. Because not everybody has what I want. And I've got some specific taste. When it comes to one thing, I've got a specific taste and I want that. And if one store doesn't have it, I have to go to another store. So I end up going to at least four stores to get what I need. And I know many of you are the same. And oh, I know. We were talking about the new Trader Joe's that's going to be opening in Mandeville. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, just lost Jim. Okay, Jim, if you want to call back, just give us a call back. So let's see. Well, let's go to Ian, and we'll get to a couple of your text messages. At some point, because this is a talk show and because it involves the President of the United States, we have to talk about some of the wild things in this Vanity Fair series of interviews with Susie Wiles, who is the President's Chief of Staff. She knows a lot. Now, there are going to be some people who are going to say, oh, that's a lie. And that's okay. I mean, if you want to believe it's a lie, if you don't want to believe it, this is America. You don't have to believe it. But we consider this to be a very reliable source, and we use reliable sources. If we do end up making a mistake with something, we do correct it right away. Because we are human, and this show is not planned out. It's very ad-libbed. I mean, we do plan some things, but not everything is planned out. But next hour, we do have to go through some of these things, because if half of these things are true, it's really bad. And again, I don't care who is President of the United States. When a chief of staff is revealing these kinds of things, and I guess the question is, why is she doing this? And maybe she's saying these things because she feels like the country has to know. I can't imagine that he is going to keep Susie Wiles around very long. But this is stuff that is just very, very, very damaging. So, okay. All right, here's Jim. Jim, you're on WWL. I got time for a fast one. Hello, Jim.
Yes, good. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm good. I got time for a quick comment.
Well, I was just going to say, I usually go to this place called a super discount salvage store on Jefferson Highway. The stuff's a little bit past the date.
Okay.
On the expiration, a lot of stuff. But man, you can save a boatload of money.
It's you're kind of breaking up, but it's a super discount store on Jefferson Highway?
I think we better move on from Jim. But Jim's talking about Suda Salvage. And I know all about Suda Salvage because we used to go out there when I was in college. And you'd get, you know, if a box has a torn edge or a can is dented or stuff that they won't put on the shelf at any other grocery store because it looks unappealing.
Okay.
Then it ends up at Suda Salvage at an extreme discount. And you can go to Suda Salvage and clean up, man. Get some real good cheap groceries out there.
Yep.
Now, I'm pretty particular about stuff being too old past the date. So
yeah,
if it's like past the sell-by date, I'm not going to mess with that. But, you know, anything like a can of soup that just has a little part of the label is torn off or it was dropped on the floor, it's got a little dent in it, perfectly good, go to Suda Salvage, load up on that
stuff. Hey, listen, that's great advice. All right, you got a comment. Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Bobby Gibbons, lead guitar player, lead vocalist for ZZ Top. Billy Gibbons, 76 years old today. I'm Scoot. Hang on. Coming back with more on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2001, big country lead singer Stuart Adamson. I should remember because I interviewed these guys, but it's been a long time. On this day in 2001, he committed suicide, hanging himself inside his Honolulu hotel room. He was only 43. And the guy was a huge star in the 80s. He's in Honolulu and commits suicide. I mean, you know, life should never be that bad. All right. A lot more still to come on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast